You're listening to SBS News.
I've always felt like I am a little bit of a performer, and you know, the cameras come on and I'm quite happy to entertain.
37-year-old Rima Hachiti has been in the spotlight almost her entire life.
It's in my family, it's in my blood. We're entertainers. My father is a musician, and so I was always dancing with his music. I did lots of Shakespeare, and I did short films, and I did music festivals, art festivals, burlesque, cabaret.
But there was one industry she always avoided.
I did not want to join the circus because of the stigma it came with for people who are short stature.
That changed 4 years ago when Rima accepted a role with Cirque du Soleil.
Merci. Mini Lily, c'est moi.
My character is a Peruvian madame in the 1920s. She is very much in control of everyone and of all her surrounding, and she is a very proud and very grand personality.
Rachel Lancaster, Cirque du Soleil's artistic director, says she was immediately drawn to Rima's talent as an actress.
She was very captivating on film. She was very charismatic and enigmatic. She really drew you to her on stage. So we were all unanimous from her, the first thing that was submitted, that we thought she was the right person for the role.
After 4 years of travelling the globe with the circus, Rima is back on home soil with her show Curious, currently touring Australia.
Australia means home for me. And when I found out that we were touring in Australia, I was super nervous, actually. More nervous than what I feel when I'm performing in other countries. I guess it's because I really care what Australians think and feel about me as a performer.
Andiamo subito! Attenzione, nous avons tellement fait!
Born in Adelaide to Lebanese migrants, acceptance was something Rima says she struggled with in her adolescence.
I always felt a little bit outskirts of the Australian culture, generally speaking. I was raised around lots of Anglo-Saxon background people, and so there was a little bit of the feeling of division. I remember being called quite a lot a wog, and I do remember that when the September 11 happened, I was called a terrorist because of my background. There was a lot of fear driven in our schools based on our nationality.
There were other challenges too. 9 years ago, Rima gave birth to her son, Osiris. Doctors warned because of her height, it would be a high-risk pregnancy.
It was quite scary, yeah, but it was worth it. And I cannot imagine my life without having him in it. He was born premature, so there was a lot of health problems and medical intervention. But, we've overcome them.
Rima says she's also conquered her nerves about performing to an Australian audience.
To come home and feel back at home and performing was a sense of pride that I could show them how far I've come and what I can do.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.